It's time for another story along Seattle's Mother Road, Highway 99, Aurora Avenue.
Aurora's really gritty.
But you have to start somewhere.
When I think of Aurora, I think of, oh God, here we go back to trouble again.
But now it's getting better, a lot better.
The E Line is Seattle's most congested bus route. It connects Aurora Avenue to downtown. The people who ride it come from many walks of life, and some of them have formed friendships. KUOW's Kate Walters reports.
Next stop, Aurora Avenue North.
For a short period each day, riders are packed together on the E Line, a rolling microcosm of the city.
There's a variety of people to meet. Some you don't want to, and others that are good, like Tom here.
That's Deborah Phillips. She's nodding to the man who sits next to her.
We kind of share thoughts on things.
That's Tom Fleege. He and Phillips ride the 5 a.m. run of the E-Line every weekday, sitting together in the same seats at the front of the bus. Fleege says he rides the bus because he likes to talk to people, and he's gotten to know some of his fellow travelers.
And he, over there, he works at the University of Washington, and he's into computers, which I'm not. I'm before computers. You know, I'm BC.
Fleege is on his way to the Paramount Hotel, where he's a concierge. He's been in the business for 43 years. He's collected many stories on the bus, like when he met a former exotic dancer from the now-defunct Lusty Lady.
And she introduced me to fire and all this, and then one of the secretaries that rides the bus is Tom. That's not their real names. You shouldn't hang out with them. I said, I'm not hanging out with them. I'm finding out what they do.
The E-Line is also where Fleege and Phillips met. They've been riding together for a couple of years, starting their days while it's still dark outside.
That's why I'm sleeping on the bus.
But she doesn't always sleep on her way into her job at Seattle University. She and Fleege talk about their families and about things like retirement. As the downtown streets begin to slide by outside, Fleege gets to his feet, preparing to let Phillips off in her wheelchair.
You guys have got the routine down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
For Fleege and Phillips, it's just another morning on the E-Line. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.